How about if you're just talking to somebody, anytime you can come over, we'd like to see you.
We'd like to see you.
Would you ever use the word proud in that sense? You'd be proud to see you.
You'd be proud to see you.
Glad.
Hmm?
Or glad.
Yeah, you glad. I wouldn't use proud.
Does it, they don't mean the same at all?
No.
They have different meaning?
Proud and glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be glad to see him.
I'm glad to see him.
Be proud to see him. No, I don't think I use proud.
Okay. If, let's see now, if a young man's very much interested in a young lady and spends a great deal of time with her, so that the neighbors think his intentions are serious, what do they say he's doing?
You're like,
courting her.
Anything else you might call that?
Be proud.
No.
How about,
yeah, glad I'm.
What do they call him? He is her
boyfriend.
And she is his
girlfriend.
Okay, if they come home and you see him out in the front porch, and, let's say the boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been.
You've been, kissing somebody else.
In the old-fashioned, old words for kissing?
No.
If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
Killed him.
Okay, anything else?
Made her for a fool.
All right, but so let's say she accepted him now. So they go ahead and get
married.
Okay. Is there any humorous ways of saying getting married?
No, she tied the ropes.
Okay. At the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called a what?
Best man.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name?
No.
Okay. And the girl that stands up with the bride is called what?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. How about, do you know about a noisy burlesque band playing that comes around to the house after the wedding, you know, and they try to keep the couple up all night long? You ever heard of any,
I saw that on TV. They had to stay up all night, the marriage night, they stay up, and they be playing music and dancing outside the window.
What do they call that?
No.
Okay. You might say, I saw him blank Atlanta. How would you say that?
I saw him what?
If you're talking about somebody that you saw Atlanta, you might say, I saw him.
Him in Atlanta?
How about if it was Key West? Say, I saw him.
Saw him in Key West?
Yeah, would you say, how would you refer to that toward Key West? Would you say,
I saw him down in Key West.
How about Miami Beach? Say, I saw him.
Over the beach.
The shores. How about, if someone's living?
No.
You say, he lives like the Browns.
He lives in the back of Bronx.
Let's say someone's staying there.
Stay in the Bronx?
Yeah, you say he lives.
He lives with the Browns.
Him in Atlanta.